In the last century or so, Earth has become a very noisy planet.
The man from space.
If you try to just step away from the Earth, the noise goes down, but it doesn't disappear entirely. Even out at 5.9 trillion miles, a light year away, you alien civilizations out there might hear this radio broadcast from a year ago.
Oh, radio.
High out there, but at the speed of light, the farther out you go, the farther back the musical message. So step out 2.351 times 10 to the 14 miles. That's 40 light years. And you would hear this message from Earth.
Love will keep us together.
Yes, the Captain and Tennille weren't just talking to bubblegum easy-listening fans from the 1970s. Their message of, call it, hope, might be heard by anyone who could be on planet GJ1214B.
No.
Did pop singer Carl Douglas understand back in 1975 that creatures staring at a red dwarf sun 40 years into the future might also be trying to figure out what this song is about?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Maybe that's not quite the message from humanity we want to send, so we ask you for some suggestions.
This is Michael from Dallas. If aliens were to intercept anything from us, I would like it to be Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, which captures the seasons of the planet quite well.
Well, Michael, first radio broadcast of Vivaldi's Four Seasons was back in 1939. That's 76 light years away by now, where there happens to be a sun-like star, HD 1461, orbited by planet HD 1461b in the constellation Cetus, which could contain water. Message received out there? Well, if you want to go find out what pop music broadcast is being heard at what point right now in the galaxy, you can actually see it instantly if you go to the website lightyear.fm. Mike Locker is the creator of lightyear.fm. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
This is one of those fabulous internet things that's just irresistible and completely pointless, right? I mean, what are you showing here?
We're just showing how far radio waves have traveled out into the galaxy. We were inspired by the opening of the movie Contact, and we thought it would be interesting to do that with, you know, all the music up to now and to make it interactive so people could scroll through and really, like, get a feeling for how big the galaxy is and how far radio waves have traveled.
And since, you know, we've only been doing this radio broadcast stuff for about 100 years on planet Earth, there's not a lot of the universe that's gotten coverage yet. But what have you found that we're actually reaching, places that we're actually reaching?
It reaches out, I think, somewhere, you know, it's a pretty small circle, you know, that like 100 light year radius. So, I mean, we reach out to a lot of, you know, potential planets that could have human life, a lot of stars, and also a lot of vast nothingness.
Is there a particular place that's getting harangued by disco and maybe another place in the galaxy that's hearing a lot of Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, if you look, I mean, you could say, you know, maybe 40 light years out, it's pretty disco heavy. And then, you know, once you get out maybe like 50 light years, it might be more of, you know, a more classic rock scene.
What in terms of history, like programs, do you think are associated with a particular place in the galaxy right now?
Well, I mean, our site only covers the music, but there's certainly, you know, a lot of historic broadcasts. Like, if you think, you know, the moon landing is getting figured out by people who are out, what, 50, 60 light years out?
Yeah.
In a few more years, you know, farther away stars will start to figure out that we've just reached Pluto, which is cool.
And the music, how are users interacting with the music, and what are they? I mean, is this any more than just a kind of greatest hits with the speed of light thrown in there for good measure?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that's been funny is the amount of pity that people direct towards certain parts of the galaxy that are listening to music that they don't happen to like that much. So there's a lot of like, oh, like those like poor Andromedans, like they're stuck listening to this right now. Like, just looking at it as like, oh, we shouldn't have like bombarded all these signals on all these people, sort of feeling bad about our cultural contributions.
So the idea that, you know, you just, it goes out into the heavens and it's lost for all time, that it's suddenly like, no. Actually, it's more like Facebook. You post it and it's around forever.
Yeah, that's, well, I guess scientifically with the law of inverse squares, it technically doesn't travel all that discernibly for more than a few light years. But I think just the fact that the energy waves from Mambo number 5 are still going out there is a little troubling to humanity.
The energy waves from Mambo number 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are they now?
20 light years?
20 light years.
I'm not sure when Mambo number 5 came out.
So what tune inspires you in terms of Earth's hopeful message to the rest of the universe?
That's a good question. I mean, to me, I kind of like the idea that we're bombarding out frivolous pop hits into the universe. I think a lot of the times, you know, we try to lead into the universe with this very, like, very respectable face. Like, we put the gold plate in Voyager that makes us look very, you know, kind and cerebral. But I think it's kind of nice that we're just, you know, sending Rebecca Black out into space. And I think it's kind of nice that it's, you know, Fetty Wap is, like, our way of talking to the galaxy. I think it gives us sort of a more realistic picture of who we are to the galaxy.
And that's a good thing?
I mean, I think if aliens arrive, we might as well, you know, be honest with them.
Yeah. If you want to see where your favorite song is now in the universe, just go to lightyear.fm. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Locker is the creator of lightyear.fm, and we'll leave you now with the sound of the first radio broadcast back in 1910, the great Enrico Caruso, whose voice can now be heard all across the Milky Way galaxy with a width of, that's right, 105 light years. Sing it, Enrico. If you could greet our friends in the universe through radio waves, what would you want them to hear? Or what broadcast would scare them off, do you think? Here are your thoughts. Weymouth, Massachusetts. Anything with a Kardashian should be used as a defense to repel visitation by aliens. I think that's already working. Bluffton, South Carolina. I would want them to hear JFK's moon speech delivered 9/12/1962 at the Rice Stadium.
My name is Mac, and I'm from Downingtown, Pennsylvania. And if there was one address that I would like aliens to hear, it's FDR's address to Congress, December 1941. He's the last president and the last Congress that really meant it when they promised to destroy those who would attack us.
No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
Join this conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's our number. Much more at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.